7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Stopping you this Halloween, that we're offering a $25,000 reward if you turn yourself in.
It's 7:31 p.m.
Oh my God, 7:31. How many clocks in the world read 7:31 right now? It's amazing. Although that time isn't quite accurate. It's actually 19:30 UTC. And that's okay. We like 19:30. Why? Because it's the time we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, once again it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. 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 My name is Tobe. And I am not Hello Kitty. I'm just Tobe. But I do enjoy being Tobe. Why? Because I get to drink the best tea. Oh, I just poured some yummy tea. What am I drinking today? I'm on the good stuff. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby. Wow. I'm drinking Gingin May today. And I kind of need it. Today is a weird sinus day. Another weird sinus day. Although this is going to clear up in a bit. The weather is definitely changing. I can feel it in my sinuses. And the other thing that I can feel in my sinuses is Yom Kippur starts tonight. I think, at this point, we're going to get out of the car. Because I'm dying to know if I can walk today. Alright, we have managed to get out of the car. That's good. And where are we today? Where have we come to visit? Oh boy, we are at Harrenhaven. Yes, we are. And we've got all kinds of action here today. And over on the golf course, there's some loud machine. Oh, and who's leaving in the Sentra? Somebody in a Washington plate is leaving, and we've got two cars here parked on the new concrete pad. Handicap parking. We got some chair-bound visitors. That's awesome. Glad that's happening. So I'm walking across the parking lot. In the sun. Yowza. Gotta get out of the sun. I am now kind of out of the sun. I'm walking around the side of the building by the caterpillar garden. Just because I've gotta check over here to see if any errant golf balls have landed somewhere where I need to retrieve them. I don't see any. Right. I gotta get out of the sun again. This is really borderline for me. It's not quite cool enough for me to be out, but it's close and I'm dying to go outside and see some dudes and walk around. And as I approach the bocage, man, there's molehills. We've got moles up in here, digging little mole tunnels. And so I'm checking the bocage now for various things, including but not limited to mushrooms. When was the last rain we had? I think that was a couple of days ago. Oh wow, soft dirt. Got lots of mole activities. Lots of mole activity. But yeah, those mushrooms popped back up across the street in my neighbor's house in their yard. So that means there might be some mushrooms popping around here. But more importantly, I want to look for animals. I don't know what kind of animals we're going to find today, if we find any. I was thinking today would be a good day to go to Herrenhaven because, well, school is back in session. Yeah, there's some mushrooms. Yeah, there's some mushrooms. Oh, there's some more mushrooms. Yes, okay, I have found a bunch of mushrooms. Good-sized dudes. But I'm going to keep moving. Just as I get into the forest. Yeah, mushrooms. I figured today would be a good day to come to Herrenhaven. School's back in session. Blah, blah, blah. But there have been some people here today, so I don't know. Don't know if we're going to find much of anything. That's the problem with the whole COVID thing. COVID has kept people indoors and cooped up. Oh, here's some more mushrooms. We got some cool little brown mushrooms on this decomposing log, along with some wolf's milk slime. Oh yeah, we got population. Actually, hold on a second. I think this might be a photogenic spot. So we gotta turn on the camera. And I don't know if you're gonna see this photo or not. This is gonna be difficult to take. But we put the camera in macro mode and we get it right down in here like this. Where's my shot? Where's my shot? I'm looking, trying to get some of this wool smoke slime and the mushrooms and this nice green leaf and this mycelial action all in one picture. Can it be done? Can it be done? Tobe, are you a photographic genius? I used to be. Oh, okay. So now we gotta go through a sun zone because this is where trees fell down and now there's no canopy protecting your favorite naturalist. Okay. Should I be turning my camera back to regular mode? I probably should, just in case. In case we run into some kind of dudes that needs to have their pictures taken. All right, I'm approaching the crossroads. There's a new sign up, Trail to Photoblind, Trail to Boardwalk. This sign is better because it's plastic. It will not rot like the old signs. Ooh, I hear frogs. I hear bullfroggity frogs. Should we... Yeah, let's walk out here to the Mulhulse property. Everything is really overgrown and things are starting to wilt. Some stuff is starting to turn brown here and there. We got berries and bushes and we got butterflies out here. Wow. Well, nothing's been mowed on the Mulhulse property all year, it looks like. There's a lot of goldenrod. Yikes. This is gonna kill my nose today, isn't it? We've got all kinds of weird little plants growing up very tall, 3 meters tall, in the temporary pond. It's crazy back here. Can't see anything. All I can hear are the sounds of emergency vehicles on West Maple Road, also known as State Highway 64. We're going to be able to see them. Here they come. It's an ambulance from the Omaha Ambulance Company. There's a lot of butterflies around here. I bet they like that goldenrod. Oh, butterflies, butterflies, butterflies. Probably enjoying the butterfly garden too. That's the nice thing about Harrenhaven. Lots of very specific gardens. I want to start a praying mantis garden. Wow, that's what we should be doing. We should be looking for mantises. What are we doing back here? Well, I'm trying to learn how to walk again. That's what we're doing. And I got to stay out of the sun, so. Actually, maybe I should come back tonight and look for mantises around like 7 or 8. I don't know. All right, so I'm working my way now out towards the boardwalk. My calf is doing its thing. My hip is weird, but it's not terrible. Oh, there's a ducky. Okay, I'm sort of rounding the corner. I'm in the little spot where the sub pond bends over. Oh, and who's that over there? Oh, it's a scratty. Oh, we got dudes. We got one duck who's very nice, and he's 7 meters away and kind of swimming away from me. And on the other side of the sub pond, over there in the shade, there's a little scratty. What's he doing? He's eating something. Oh, it must be so delicious. I wonder what it is. That duck is going to hide under some branches. He's going to say, I'm just going to be under here where it's safe and that guy can't get me. Don't worry, Mr. Duck. I'm not trying to get you. I like ducks. They're my friend. But I'm going to walk over here to see if there's anything else happening in the sub pond. Oh, yeah, we got more ducks. We got more ducks back there swimming around in the duckweed. What kind of ducks? Can't really tell. We got the weird light angle. They're not mallards. They're not wood ducks or anything. I think they're teals. They're probably teals. What's our scratty doing? Oh, he's just still scratting it up over there going, hey, I'm the scratty. All right, so we've got muskrats. We've got ducks. What else do we have today? I'm going to walk out towards the boardwalk. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to be out there in the sun on the water, but we got to go out. Maybe we'll see something awesome. Walking through a very overgrown area here. The path is narrow because it has been encroached upon by flora. And let's duck under some branches here. Not good for my back. And okay, we're on the boardwalk. We're in the reed zone. Good God, we got a lot of sun. It's very hot. Somebody out at the end of the boardwalk enjoying the lovely day. Now I'm just going to sit here and check the reed line for any types of dudes. Not seeing any dudage out here. And I am being blasted by the sun. And I'm turning around right now. Oh, there's little fishies in there. I can see little bluegill fingers swimming around at my feet. But boy, no, direct sun. Gotta get out. Let's get back in here. Back into the canopy. Whew. Yowza. I can still feel the sun beating down on me. Okay, I want to go see what my muskrat is doing. Because I like scratties. Scrat, scrat, action. It's scratty action day. Alright, let's see. Where is he? Is that him? Yeah, well, I can still see him. Oh. Is there any way for me to get a picture? Wait, where'd he go? Oh, he must have dove. Yeah, I can see motion under the water. Oh, yeah, he just popped. Did he just pop up? No, he thought about it. There he goes. Okay, I'm going to try to cut him off. I'm going to get to the narrow spot here. I'm going to turn the camera on. Yeah, here he comes. He's under the water, under the duckweed. He just popped up. Hi, buddy. I took a picture while he was swimming. He's about 4 or 5 meters away. And now he's going under the branches where the duck was hiding. He's swimming up over into Frog Harbor. I think he's circling. Yep, he's turning around the bend. And he's heading, let's go cut him off. I know where he's going. Oh boy, how fast can I move? Medium fast. Yeah, I feel like I've got some velocity going here. Yeah, I feel the need for some speed. Damn, I'm doing at least 1.5 miles per hour. That's 3 kilometers an hour. And now I'm crossing over the land bridge, looking into the billabong. There's a ducky on a log. We got some new logs in the billabong. There's a duck sitting on one. Okay, now we just need to get up here, and this will bring us parallel to the Frog Harbor. We are now in the previously odoriferous corridor, which is no longer odoriferous because all the odoriferous plants were taken out. Oh my god, this tree came down and then they cut it. Oh my goodness. Oh boy. We've got some very serious change of scenery here. Oh, and there's a big dryad settle on that tree. Got some mushroom action. Okay, well, oh boy, here's another one. They took down this big tree. Oh, this isn't cool. All right, a bunch of little trees have fallen into Frog Harbor on this side. Well, at least Frog Harbor now has some new logs. A lot of trees have been taken down. Okay. Oh my god. I can see 1, 2, 3 muskrats. They're too far away to get pictures of, though, but... And there's ducks. 2 ducks sitting on a log. And there's 1, 2, 3 muskrats. Oh, geez. No, there are 4 muskrats. 1, 2, 3, 4. And the muskraties, there's 2 of them are swimming towards me. Come closer. They're not going to get close enough, though, to be able to do anything with. I want to play with my scratty buddies. Where'd they go? Okay, this is weird. That one duck looks like a rabbit. I can only see their silhouettes. And the way this one duck is... Okay, now he's back to duck. He had his neck turned around and he was using his bill to fluff up his feathers, and his bill looked like rabbit ears, like that classic illusion. Okay, now that scratty, he jumped off a log, and now he's going somewhere else. Oh, this big old scratty got up on another log. Oh, it's just muskrat action out here today. But I'm going to start turning around, because all this excitement's got me hot, and I'm starting to sweat, and that's never good. But first we gotta duck into the wall blind. They chopped down this tree next to the wall blind. This tree that protected the entrance to the wall blind, which was 1 meter in diameter, has been cut down. Alright. So now the wall blind is in the sun, and I don't like it. And there's so much growth in front of the wall blind that we can't see anything anyway. So... reverse direction. I'm getting hot and it's starting to sting. All right, now going back down the previously odoriferous corridor. Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of new logs hanging around in the log zone. This tree, how come they didn't take this down? This is tilting over. I cannot see through all the foliage to spot my scratties, so I'm going to keep moving. The Bedingans. Alright. Back across the land bridge. There's a lot of sumac and stuff growing up here, so I can't really see anything. My duck is still hanging out on his log. And I don't know if there's anything else going on over there. I'm just going to keep moving, because now we need to think about safety. The safety of our little Tubster. If the wind was blown a little bit, we'd probably be okay, but it's about 24 or 25 degrees, which is about, 75, 76 American. That's a little bit too high. My maximum is really around 70 degrees American, or about 20, 21 degrees. So it's a little hot, and I'm working my way out of here. So, well, you know, let's just wait. I was going to plug in the Magic Music Machine. Love these $5 MP3 players. I want to check for bugs. This is going to be not the smartest thing. But I gotta find me a mantis. You know, it's like been cicada year. Been seeing lots of cicadas. Cicadas flying around. Cicadas walking around on my driveway. Cicadas just being generally loud. I don't want cicadas. I want manti. I want mantises. Oh, what was that? Oh, frog noises as I walk by the... Yeah, I see you, froggy. Frog noises as I walk by the dragonfly pond. My leg is starting to get wonky. Ugh, I don't like this part of this anymore. Look at this, I cut out all these trees and now there's no shade for the picnic tables. The picnic table is in the direct sun. Ugh. I don't know. And then they've made a pollinator habitat over here on the side of the shed where the marmots like to live. That's now a little fenced in garden thing for pollinators. Alright, I'm back in front of the building and now we gotta find us a praying mantis because I want to see one. Have I seen a praying mantis all year? I don't think I have. We usually don't find them until late summer. It's now late summer. I'm looking under this bush looking for telltale signs. Telltale signs that you have praying mantises near you include but are not limited to butterfly wings laying on the ground. The mantises don't eat the wings. Oh my God, this is really starting to sting. Yeah, ow. Plug in the Magic Music Machine, hit play, I'm going home.
Still no master plan. To the bridge, to the bridge, to the bridge. The master. prime to the jam. I know where the PD's at, cause I know what time it is. Free on the dime, make mine a 99. You style meanwhile, moves on a mission while fishing in the rivers of life. Fishing in the rivers of life. Fishing in the rivers of life. Fishing in the rivers, fishing in the rivers, fishing in the rivers of life.
Bound for Moo Moo Land. That was, of course, the KLF, or at least I think I'm supposed to say that was the KLF, because there they are singing the song Justified Ancients of Moo Moo. Is it the Jams? Is it the Justified Ancients? No, that was the KLF with their song Justified and Ancient. And I don't want to go into the details, but that's one of the things I love about the KLF. Also known as the Jams, Justified Agents of Moo Moo, The Fall, they had so many band names. But the thing that I love about them the most is once they became famous, once they finally hit it big as the KLF, they recycled all of their old material. All of their old Jam stuff, all the old Justified Agents of Moo Moo stuff. And then they get Tammy Wynette to do the vocals. It's a long story. The story of Jimmy Cotty and Bill Drummond is a fascinating one, and I do recommend all of the books if you want to read about one of the weirdest musical adventures ever. Those guys had it, and I was experiencing it. How many thousands of miles away? I don't know, but yeah, I got a lot of their old stuff, and boy, oh boy. Kind of miss those guys. Kind of miss the original big troublemaking Justified Ancients of Moo Moo. The Jams. Anyway, I'm sitting here. And I am... Oh, I saw two turkeys driving back. I saw two turkeys standing in somebody's yard. And I waved at them and I said, "Hi, turkeys." While I had my air conditioner blasting full blast. I'm covered in cholinergic urticaria right now. It is itchy. It is stingy. Well, actually, the sting is going away. Things are mellowing out. I am mellowing out, and that's good. Because I need to tell you something. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm the guy that's allergic to everything. Anyway, I got a lot of tea drinking and lunch to eat, so okay, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.